1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Herbie and Dane.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on the Riverina's Hit 93.1.
But right now, a very special guest is joining me in the studio from Wagga Civic Theatre. Carissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Now, we've been building to this all morning, and it's one of my favourite times of year, the Wagga Comedy Fest in June.
Yep.
It's absolutely massive. How many years have been going for now?
This is year number 5.
Amazing. How did it all start?
Well, you know, every year we get comedians come and their producers book the theatre, but we have no choice in who they were. And we thought, you know what? I think we know who people in Wagga want to see. So why don't we call them and bring them in and turn it into a festival? And it was a total experiment 5 years ago.
And it's turned out. It's worked out
a treat. It's turned out really well. In fact, two of our acts from the very first year are returning for this year.
Oh, that is absolutely amazing. We are going to get and announce the lineup very, very soon because tickets go on sale from 10 o'clock this morning at civictheatre.com.au. Before we do that, how do you go to curating something like the Wagga Comedy Fest?
I have a wish list and I've been working my way through the wish list. For 5 years.
I love
Every
that.
Year I go back to the list. But really, I'm kind of ear to the ground. I go and see shows. And to me, it's always about the show. What's the best show that people can see, do you know? And I like what's popular, but I think there's amazing shows out there that I want to bring for people to see. And there's people in this city love, do you know?
Yeah.
Wagga people are pretty, they're out there on social media saying who they like.
And it's also, comedy is such a specific thing to someone as well. So what you find funny I might not find funny. So you've got to obviously across every range of humour that tickles everyone's funny bone.
Yeah, that's it. Every year we try and have a huge amount of variety so that if you don't like one particular thing, there will be something that you really like and always do unexpected things as well.
Which is the most exciting thing. And not to mention that, the night markets are back as well.
Yeah, that's right. And free performances as part of the market, food, wine, outside. It's pretty nice when it's freezing cold with an open fire.
Exactly right. All right, without further ado, Carissa, please hit us with the amazing lineup for the Wagga Comedy Fest for 2019.
Well, the very first act we had 5 years ago was Ando with The Happiest Refugee. We sold out 2 shows in about 2 hours. And so we are very thrilled that 5 years later he's coming back and he's going to be kicking us off the weekend before with 2 nights of The Happiest Refugee. It went on sale Friday. It's already going off. So that's an amazing, happy, funny, sad show. It's beautiful.
It's very endearing.
That's it. And back on my wish list, literally number 1, even though they'd broken up 5 years ago, were Lena and Woodley.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited that Saturday night they'll be bringing Fly.
Yes!
Their new show. 2 performances, a 5 o'clock and a 7:30. And if you don't mind a few swears, you can bring younger ones.
Oh, there we go. Perfect. So same for everyone. Lena and Woodley, they have stood the test of time. Yeah. They broke up. They got together. And I've been hanging out to see this show as
well.
Yeah,
me too.
It'll be awesome.
Exactly. So, Melbourne Comedy Fest Roadshow is on the Thursday night. That's already got a massive lineup. Cal Wilson's hosting, so great people there. The Chasers War on History will be joining us. So I've been wanting The Chasers since forever.
Yes.
So I'm very excited. It's part lecture, part rewriting of Australia's history, and as a surprised guest.
And the only way The Chaser knows how to do as well.
That's exactly right.
I wouldn't want to be late to that show.
Well, immediately following that show on Friday is Luke McGregor.
Oh, my God!
I know. He was in our first year, and actually, when all the producers were like, what's this Wagga thing? Will I come? Luke went and told everybody that the Wagga Comedy Fest was awesome and that they should all go. And suddenly, in year 2, everyone wanted to come.
That is amazing.
Thank you, Luke.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. His show, Rosehaven, is amazing. So what a great get for Wagga.
Yeah, that's it. We have Anne Edmonds, who's going off at the moment on every single show. Becky Lucas, who's one of the hottest young female comedians. If you're a woman in your 20s and 30s and you're single, you need to get a group of girlfriends and go and see the show. Rhys Nicholson is back. He was here 2 years ago, did one of the best shows that I've ever seen. And yes, hysterical if you've never seen him live.
He's very flamboyant.
He's very lovely. I drove him from the airport to the theatre and the commentary that he gave me should be a podcast. It was very funny. Randy the Purple Puppet, and I look forward to your interview with the puppet.
Yes.
On air.
Sure, I'd love to do it.
Yes, he's a late night rant.
Right.
At the Riverina Playhouse where we're doing some of these shows. Excellent. He was meant to come a couple of years ago, so he was a bit unwell. So the puppet's better, and he's back.
It's good. He got his felt ticked off.
That's right, exactly. We have the locals, Riverina Comedy Club. Did you do a set?
I've never done a set. No. I don't think we're
perfect
doing a set.
Opportunity to
I'm
debut.
Not, fun, not funny enough, unfortunately. That'd be great, though, at a comedy fest.
That's it. We also have Mel Buttle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you'd know Mel from, she's on everything at the moment, and she was on the Bake Off and different things like that. That's everybody.
Oh, my God.
That's enough.
That's enough to whet the appetite for the Comedy Fest. That is absolutely massive. And the good news is, so you've only got about 90 minutes to wait. Tickets will go on sale 10 a.m. civictheatre.com.au, and they'll sell out without a doubt.
With the last 3 years, we've sold out everything.
So you want to get on them quick. Wagga Comedy Fest, civictheatre.com.au for all the details. Coming June 13th to 16th. Carissa, thank you so much. What a lineup. I'll put in 2 tickets to everything, please.
No problem.
Want more Herbie and Dane? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.